on this guitar anyway. I can play with it.
Let me quickly introduce the members of this group. Over here, L.J. Slavin from Miami on fiddle and hammered dulcimer. Next, Shelley Drowns from Safety Harbor, Florida on penny whistle. John Chambers, I can never remember his last name, who we just met recently, and fine musician, playing today, among other things, the accordion. And I'm Bill Dudley. Play a medley of two Irish jigs for you now.
I'm not going to tell them what they are, though.
No, I'm not.
I can't see anybody over there. I'm going to restart it.
This evening, hopefully it'll be a little drier then, at around 8:30 or so, if things are on time, if not a little bit later than that, to do some more stuff, and we'll switch around some instruments too on those, and right now we're going to do one last reel for you. This is the hornpipe. This is the Staten Island hornpipe.
We're playing it as a reel, however.
We are, however, playing it as a reel, he said in my ear.
It's the real thing.
Thank you very much. We're the Wind That Shakes the Barley. Thank you, Cousin Thelma. We'll see you tonight.
And thanks a million for minding us about your time. Yeah, blind Johnny Brown was sick and can't be here. But here comes a fine singer from Gainesville, Bob Rose.
Hi, my name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. I serve at midtime in Old Camp. They call me an old agitator, but now I'm resolved to repent. Me ing twing of an ing twing of an I do. Me ing twing of an ing twing of an I day. Hey, hey, with me robo bo robo bo randy. And me labs don't keep spading away. These 40 long years have I traveled. I'll buy the contents of me pack. Me hammer, me all and me pincers. I carry them all in me back. Me ing twing of an ing twing of an I do. Ing twing of an ing twing of an idea, hey, hey, with me robo bo robo bo randy, and me labs don't keep spading away. My wife, she's humpy, she's lumpy. My wife, she's the devil, she's black. And every time I am with her, her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. 'Twas early one bright summer's morning, shortly before it was day, hey, hey, why I dipped her three times in the river, and I carelessly bade her good day. Come the ink-twing of an ink-twing of an I-do. The ink-twing of an ink-twing of an I-day, hey, hey, with me robo-bo, robo-bo, randy, and me labstone keeps baiting away.
Thank you. I'd like to do a Scottish song that I heard on a recording, and the first time I heard it, I couldn't make out any of the words. So I took it to a surgeon in Gainesville by the name of McGregor, who said, "Now what's so difficult about that?" But you'll hear some words in there that may be strange to you. It turned out it was a song about a man who's standing out on the moors in the pouring rain. And the wind is blowing through the bord tree bank, or the elderberry bush, and he's frightened by the cry of hewlets, or owls, and the rain's beating down so hard that it sounds like a waterfall or a linn roaring over a warlock's cave. And he's standing out there in the rain trying to get his girlfriend to open the door for him without waking her father. MacAndrea is the nicht, there's no star in all the county. Lightning gleams athwart the lift and cry of Hewlett smacks me eerie. Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, for lo, the linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. Fearful sooks the bortree bank, marifted wood roars wild and dreary. Load the iron gate doth clank, and winds drive wi' winter's fury. Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, for lo, the linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. Aboon my breath I do not speak, for fear arouse your walk rife thady. Cold the blast upon my cheek, oh, rise, rise, my bonny lady. Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Oh, are ye sleeping, Maggie? Let me in, for Lord, the linn is roaring o'er the warlock's craggy. She opened the door, she let him in. He coosed aside his dreeping plighty.
Now blow your worst ye rain and wind, since Maggie knew I'm in a side ye. Know that you're waking, Maggie. Know that you're waking, Maggie. What care I for you? Let's cry for Bortree Bank or Warlock's Craggy. It was pleasant and delightful on a bright summer's morn, with the green fields and the meadows they lied buried in corn. And the bittern and the thrushes sang from every green tree, and the larks they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. And the larks they sang melodious, and the larks they sang melodious, and the larks they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. Oh, a sailor and his true love were out walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I must be on my way, for I'm bound for the East Indies where the loud cannons roar. And I'm going to leave my Nancy, she's the girl that I adore. And I'm going to leave my Nancy, and I'm going to leave my Nancy, and I'm going to leave my Nancy, she's the girl that I adore. A sailor and his true love were out walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I must be on my way, for the big ship she is waiting for the next flowing tide. And if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. Then a ring from off her finger she instantly drew, saying, take this, my dearest William, and my heart will go too. And as he was embracing her, a tear from her eye fell, saying, may I go along with you? Oh, no, me love, farewell. Saying, may I go along with you? Saying, may I go along with you? Saying, may I go along with you? Oh, no, me love, farewell. It was pleasant and delightful, or a sailor's farewell. Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? My, my, my. Bob Rose. Now, let's welcome another fine singer, Lance Lazenby, no newcomer to this group, from Hawthorne.
Little showery. I played up in the tower yesterday, and playing in the tower is like singing in the shower. It's got a lot of echo up there. So this will be a little different, being down here with nothing between me and the Lord but air and a few raindrops. Here's a thing that Hank Williams did when he used to do a lot of recitation stuff under the alter ego of Luke the Drifter. A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of mistrust it will sow. But unless you have made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. A neighbor passed by my garden one time. She stopped and I knew right away that it was gossip, not flowers, that she had on her mind. And this is what I heard my neighbor say. That girl down the street should be run from our midst. She drinks and she talks quite a lot. She knows not to speak to my child or to me. My neighbor then smiled and I thought, a tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of mistrust it will sow. But unless you have made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. A car sped by with the screaming of brakes, a sound that made my blood chill. For my neighbor's one child had been pulled from the path and saved by a girl lying still. The child was unhurt and my neighbor cried out, oh, who was that brave girl so sweet? I covered the crushed, broken body and said, the bad girl who lived down the street. A tongue can accuse and carry bad news. The seeds of mistrust it will sow. But unless you have made no mistakes in your life, be careful of stones that you throw. Yes, be careful of stones that you throw. Thank you. Those of you who are not in a gully and are still here without having been washed away, I'd like to do one that I wrote, and I haven't put a title on it yet because I just wrote it. Has a little to do with the Suwannee River, a lot to do with a few other things that are threatened of that sort and peoples in general. Now hush kids and listen, come gather round me, and I'll give you a lesson in biology. About critters and people like me and like you, and a few of the weird things that they sometimes do. Have you ever been boating and looked in the sea and seen the blue fish in a feeding frenzy? Mouths crammed full of fish till they're likely to throttle. Some of us do the same thing 'cause we use a bottle. Now, bluefish or human, pray can you tell me which is the wise one and which the dummy? Second spasm. Now see the box turtle crawl on the highway, bound by his instinct as he plods on his way. At the oncoming truck, he pulls into his shell, so the essence of turtlehood sounds his death knell. And see folks around you who so often say, it can't happen here, not to me, not today. With their tails in the air and their heads in the sand, to be flattened by forces they won't understand. Now, turtle or people, won't praise, won't you tell me which is the wise one and which the dummy? Now, now see a few microbes in a big culture dish with more than enough room to grant every wish. But the germs start dividing in such mindless haste that they foul their own nest and die in their own waste. And see nearby cities, once just as well blessed, drain most of their water and poison the rest. Now they're reaching for the Swanee to take her away through a million commodes and into Tampa Bay. Now microbe or human, they're doing about as well, and fools that ruin rivers should be shipped straight to hell. But keep in mind, kiddies, that you needn't be fools. Use your God-given minds and learn nature's rules. Read your books and find out what your forebears did wrong. Then you'll never resemble the slobs in this song. Thank you. Thank you. Sound wave still getting through the raindrops. I appreciate you staying here. I really do. This is above and beyond for all of you. Don't look up. You won't be able to breathe. A staple written a long time ago, back when I wasn't but 40 or 50 years old, every morning, by a guy named Jimmy Driftwood. Along about 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been a-riding that Tennessee stud. I had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I sent her a letter by my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on my Tennessee stud. A Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. That's just the rain's distracting me. Sorry about that. I keep thinking about it. Forget it. I'll just sing the song. You can do without my instrumental wizardry, right? We drifted. Just a minute. Got it. We drifted on down into no man's land. We crossed that river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse against a Spaniard's foal till I won me a skin full of silver and gold. Now me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. Well, I got just as lonely as a man can be, a-dreaming of my sweetheart in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreaming of a sweetheart too. Now we drifted on back across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. When I found that girl with the golden hair, she was a-riding that Tennessee mare. Now the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. Now stirrup to stirrup, side by side, we cross them mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded a flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. There's a pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a young horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun in his eyes are green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. No, there never was a horse like a Tennessee stud. Thank you very much. You didn't. If your ears aren't unplugged yet, I'll be at the Chickie in the Tower tomorrow, so you can come get punished some more.
All right. Here's Frog. I don't think he's wet being a frog. Where is he? Come on, Frog. You have some devoted fans.
Thank you, folks. Looks like my program is going to be all wet. But I'll tell you about it, though. It's good to get this rain down in Florida. Without this rain, Florida wouldn't be as green as it is. And it's all right to save up something for a rainy day. But you know, the trouble is whenever you save up for a rainy day and then it doesn't rain, then you miss it. But I want to tell you about Florida. These folks that don't know Florida and come down here and they're surprised by the heavy rains, they think it ought to quit raining too soon, but it don't. When it starts raining down in Florida, it generally rains right on and on until the fish get sappy. And if the roads get so wet that you can't get over them to go fishing. Well, today is sort of Sunday, and I think we ought to kind of halfway keep it a Christian program today on Sunday, because that's the Lord's Day. You know, we're supposed to respect Him, and I can respect Him with a good heart, because I was once healed of spinal trouble after 30 years of it. Some people figure that they've just got to, when if they're going to make a religion, they want to make a show of it. In fact, they're more in the church for a show than anything else. I used to know an old church deacon. He was real religious on Sunday. All through the week, he'd shut the chickens up to keep them from living in adultery, and then he'd run with them on Sunday. Well, now back up in West Florida, up there, they're having a camp meeting up there one time, big revival. And now, this is actually a true story I'm going to tell you, because it may be the last that I'll ever tell you, but it's the truth. They were having this big camp meeting, and it was so doing so well and getting so many people saved, and the children decided they'd play church. The children organized them a church around about there and called it a Baptist church, because it was a Baptist church where the revival was going on. So they elected a minister and a board of deacons there, and decided to have some members for it. The preacher told one of the deacons, and now you tell the rest of the deacons that we got to go out and bring some sinners in the church. And says, we're all here now, preacher, all of us. Well, he says, we've got to have some church members or we can't have a church. He says, so you've got to bring in something or another to be baptized, or we can't have a Baptist church around here. Well, the kids went out and they caught all the chickens and the ducks and the dogs and the cats that was around the neighborhood and brought